tune in to Turn On The News daily from 313.9.org. You can go to newsroom.313.9.org for links to anything you might hear here, including links to international radio art, radio news, media news, links, and more. Go to 313.9 and newsroom.313.9.org for everything you want to know about transmission arts. And to hear Turn On The News daily. I'm Tom Rowan. You're tuned in to Turn On The News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio news, radio art, media news, and sound art. We look at creative ways to use the airwaves from 313.9. You can go to FREE1039.org or newsroom.313.9.org for more information about transmission art, radio theater, international links to radio art, radio news, media art, sound art, and more. Tonight on the show, we're going to hear the torture of Sesame Street. We're going to listen to number stations from May 26th. We're going to hear the end of Ween and look back at the 40th anniversary of George Carlin's Seven Words You Can't Say on Television. I'm Tom Rowe. You're listening to Turn On The News from Free 103.9. John Egerton at Broadcasting and Cable reports via Benton.org that the House approved a voice vote for the Federal Communications Commission's Consolidated Reporting Act of 2012, H.R. Bill 3310, on Wednesday, May 30th. That is a broadcaster and cable-backed bill that would, among other things, require the FCC to conduct a biennial survey of the state of competition in the marketplace that it publishes online and submits to Congress. The FCC already conducts a quadrennial, originally biennial, regulatory review, but unlike that process, in this review, the FCC would be required to take into account competition from the Internet. You can see that full story at benton.org/node124570 or go to newsroom.313.9.org for a link. This is Ween, A Tear for Eddie from Chocolate and Cheese behind us tonight as Ween broke up this week after 25 years making strange sounds. Matthew Lazar at RadioSurvivor.com reports that the government of Vietnam has rejected the appeals of two activists convicted of, quote, conducting propaganda against the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, unquote. The alleged crimes involved being interviewed by, quote, foreign radio stations and membership, unquote, and membership in human rights groups that include, quote, reactionary people, according to Radio Free Asia. You can see that report at RadioSurvivor.com. Deborah Potter of News Lab from the Pew Research Center's Project for Excellence in Journalism reports that after years of losing audience and revenue, local television news has gained listenership or viewership, excuse me, in the past years. Local television news shows gained audience at some key time slots and that had only seen declines in the previous 4 years. Among network affiliates, viewership was up for newscasts in both morning, 5 to 7 a.m., and late evening, 11 p.m., when averaged across all times. In the early evening hours, 5 to 7 viewership was down slightly, and in the very early morning hours, 4:30 to 5 a.m., there was also many gains. You can go to stateofthemedia.org for more information about that report.
The most beautiful music of all isn't Mozart or bebop or swing. It's the music that no one can sing. It's called noise. The most beautiful music there is isn't country or western or jazz. It's the music that most of all has lots of noise. Beautiful music I know isn't opera or ragtime or rock. It's the music that makes you yell yuck. It's called noise. Now whether you like it or lump it, I just love to melt down every trumpet. And I only can stand a soprano when there's marshmallow in her piano. Though I hate the clarinet, the oboe, novo, the most beautiful music of all. Now pay careful attention, my dears, is the music that punctures your ears. It's called come close, girls and boys, what old Oscar enjoys. It thrill never cloys, it's much better than toys. It's called noise, 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 noise. Beautiful noise.
It's incredible where you can go in your imagination.
Christopher Cerf is a composer for Sesame Street. His music helps to teach young children how to read and write. For 40 years, he's been working for the famous children's television show. During this time, he's written more than 200 songs.
There's a rainbow of beautiful colors waiting for you.
For his work, Christopher has won many awards. In the show, the quirky Sesame Street residents like Ernie or Big Bird sing his songs. The lyrics talk about magic numbers, strange words, or the names of the colors. But these innocent children's songs were abused for inhumane purposes. In 2003, it transpired that U.S. intelligence services tortured detainees with Sesame Street music for days.
Now, my first reaction was, this can't possibly be true. This is just too crazy. And it was absurd. But, of course, I didn't really like the idea that I was helping break down prisoners. But it was much worse when I heard later that they were actually using the music in Guantanamo to actually do deep, long-term interrogations, and obviously to inflict enough pain on prisoners so they would talk.
That was from a film by Tristan Krosjek for Al Jazeera English. From Al Jazeera English, you can go to aljazeera.com. And that was an interview with award-winning musician Christopher Cerf, who's composed music for Sesame Street and apparently for the U.S. Army to use to torture prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Now we're listening to what could be the Englishman number station. Now, can't be quite sure, because with number stations, you never know quite what you're listening to exactly. Number stations are stations, radio stations, that a series of numbers are listed by either a male or female voice. They seem to be random numbers, but everyone assumes they are sort of they are spy code, and that the numbers add up to something. There were many more number stations on the airwaves around the world during the Cold War, when the Americans and the Russians were playing big cat and mouse games. There are still some today, and this is a recording from May 26, 2012, courtesy of swling.com/blog. Thomas over at the SWLing blog reports that this recording was made at on May 26, 2012, and he got about 10 minutes of it. You can go to the website to hear the full recording. We'll just hear a few minutes of it. You can go to spynumbers.com for more information about number stations. And the Connet Project, too, is a good source for information about number stations. Is the 40th anniversary of George Carlin's 7 words you can never say on television. We'll see how boring it is to listen to a little bit of that historic bit with the words beeped out.
I love words. I thank you for hearing my words. I want to tell you something about words that I think is important. I love, as I say, they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really. We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know. And then we assign a word to a thought, and we're stuck with that word for that thought. So be careful with words. I like to think, yeah, the same words, you know, that hurt can heal. It's a matter of how you pick them. There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words. Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television. What a ratio that is. 399,993 to 7. They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7. Bad words. That's what they told us they were, remember?
That's a bad word.
No bad words, bad thoughts, bad intentions, and words. You know the 7, don't you, that you can't say on television? Huh? Those are the heavy 7. Those are the ones that'll infect your soul, curve your spine, and keep the country from winning the war. Wow. And this doesn't even belong on the list, you know? Yeah. It's such a friendly sounding word. Sounds like a nickname, right? Hey, come here, man. Me toots.
Little body of band.
Lays around, man. Why do you insist on talking? It doesn't make any sense. I always see him making faces and stuff.
Long history, 20 years in fact, 21 or 22 now, of serving the American electroacoustic community.
You've been listening to Turn on the News from free103.9.org. That was Greg Dixon with Disconnect, we just heard. And before that, two from The Replacements, Answering Machine, and before that, Left of the Dial, Tim. You've been listening to Turn on the News from free103.9, a daily look at radio news, radio art, media news, sound art, and more. You can go to free103point9.org or newsroom.free103.9.org to find out just what is transmission art. More about radio art, radio theater, interesting sounds on the air and on the airwaves at free103.9.org and this show through the Pacifica Network. I'm Tom Rowe. This is Turn on the News.
The preceding show was produced by Free 103.9 at the WGXE Studios in New York.